Thank you, Alan. And to end our All Sorts selection, a little bit of this and a little bit of that. So here goes.
The opening of a new branch of a coffee chain and a fish and chip shop, plus the closure of a bakery in Norwich's Golden Triangle, has led to concerns that the area is becoming too commercialised. Work in the last few weeks has converted what was the Le Chateau off-licence on Unthank Road into coffee chain Café Nero. And the former Burrell's Ironmongers, a few doors down, looks set to be turned into a fish and chip shop, with signs now up advertising the new takeaway. Further down the road, the bakery on the corner of Onley Street has also closed its doors, but residents have taken to social media to air their concerns over the rise of fast food outlets and big-name shops. But others pointed out that it was supply and demand, and that residents ought to be glad that the shops are not staying empty.
A Norfolk rector has been commissioned to become a chaplain for the East of England Ambulance Service. The Reverend Keith Rengert, rector of Horsham St Faith's in Spixworth and Crosswick, was one of six new chaplains for the service commissioned by the Right Reverend Richard Atkinson.
The record numbers of rough sleepers on the streets of Norwich is to be tackled through a new blueprint which could see the creation of a dry house to prevent people recovering from substance and alcohol abuse from relapsing. And the idea of an alternative giving fund is also being explored to encourage people to support local homelessness services rather than giving money to beggars. Norwich City Council leader Alan Waters said there are now record numbers of people sleeping rough on Norwich's streets, with recent figures showing 90 people were bedding out on pavements or in doorways. The council is drawing up a new rough sleeping and supported housing strategy to try and stem the surging numbers and to break the cycle of homelessness. The strategy aims to stop homelessness in the first place, but also to encourage people on the streets to accept help.
Bargain hunters flocked to Norwich on Monday as the Boxing Day sales got underway. Castle Mall and Into Chapelfield opened their doors to bargain hunters, as did flagship stores including Marks and Spencer, Debenhams, Next, Topshop and smaller branch stores outside the shopping malls. However, John Lewis, Gerald's and the Royal Arcade did not open. Businesses near the Royal Arcade area of the city reported fewer shoppers and sales compared to the bustling Into Chapelfield centre. Sheridan Smith, Into Chapelfield marketing manager, said Norfolk's shoppers have embraced the opportunity to get out and about for a Boxing Day shopping trip this year. Shops, cafes and restaurants at Into Chapelfield opened at 8 a.m. for the early bird bargain hunters, and by 10 a.m. our car park was full.
Campaigners are calling for the government to do more to protect pubs from being converted or demolished without planning permission. The rallying cry comes as an evening news investigation revealed that at least 31 city pubs have closed in just over a decade, with many converted into housing or new businesses. While dozens of pubs have been protected through being listed as assets of community value, which forces the owners to go through the formal planning permission route, the Campaign for Real Ale says that this process can be time-consuming, fraught with difficulties, and only a temporary measure. In addition, listings must be renewed every 5 years to maintain protection.
Patients visiting a Norwich surgery may be prescribed volunteering opportunities or parenting courses instead of drugs under a pioneering project. Tuxwood Surgery is testing how social prescriptions can help patients who visit their GP but may not necessarily need medical help. The surgery said some patients have problems with loneliness, unhealthy lifestyles, or housing problems. To best help them, staff are prescribing help, such as befriending, learning, and volunteering opportunities, physical activity, parenting courses, and support for housing, debt, or employment issues.
It'll be a mathematically challenging start to the year for zookeepers at two of the region's biggest attractions. They have the daunting task of counting the almost 4,000 species in their care at Banham Zoo near Dis and Africa Alive at Kessingland. Some of the animals are easier to count than others. Cheetahs are quite easy to spot, but spare a thought for the poor keeper who has the slightly trickier job of counting about 1,000 Madagascar hissing cockroaches at Banham Zoo. This will involve taking them out of their tank and then painstakingly counting them back in one at a time. The information is collated through a database which is used by zoos around the world, so the information about different animals can be shared for conservation purposes. Some of the new arrivals this year include a rare Grevy's zebra born at Banham Zoo and a black lemur and two black and white ruffed lemurs at Africa Alive.
Smiles spread across the faces of children on the Norfolk and Norwich University Hospital's Buxton Ward when stars of a hit Christmas pantomime paid them a visit. David Berylyn, who plays Jack Trotalot in Norwich Theatre Royal's production of Jack and the Beanstalk, was joined by cast mates Harriet Bunton, who plays Dolly the Fairy, and Rosie Whitmore and Joe Press from the ensemble to chat with children, some of whom had to stay in hospital over Christmas. We wanted to bring a bit of festive cheer to the children who might not get to see the pantomime. Put some smiles on some faces, Miss Bunton said.
Charities and organisations in need of clothes, blankets, shoes and toiletries have benefited from a community centre which held a collection for the homeless. Silver Road Community Centre in Norwich held the collection in the run-up to Christmas and was overwhelmed with the response, with the area designated for its new charity shop full to the brim. Items have already been given to a host of organisations, including Leeway, Bishop Bridge House, Quaker House Food Fund, Anon Street Team, and the Salvation Army, and there were 15 or 20 boxes left. These went to the organisers of the Christmas dinner at St Andrew's Hall, where there was an area to distribute much-needed clothing. Julie Brochick-Coulton from the centre said they were hoping to do another collection at Easter to benefit even more charities.
The base of the tree is piled high with presents, awaiting the arrival of their recipients on Christmas morning. But the present opening at the Dogs Trust Rescue Centre in Snetterton is a more boisterous affair than most. The 40 dogs currently being cared for at the centre were treated to a morning walk, a Christmas lunch, and the chance to forage in a mountain of presents. Donated by members of the public, the hoard included bones, biscuits and cans of dog food, chewy, cuddly and squeaky toys, plus blankets, towels and dog-friendly Christmas crackers. The four-legged residents also got extra playtime with the seven staff members on duty.
It was a craze which swept the nation, but it seems that Norwich had the people most determined to catch them all in the mobile phone game Pokemon Go. That's according to Amazon, whose annual report of buying habits across the UK highlighted Norwich as the capital when it came to snapping up accessories to help hunt for Pikachus, Gengars and Squirtles. Pokemon Go was released in July and was the biggest smartphone game of the year. It uses augmented reality with people throwing Pokeballs to try and catch the virtual monsters.
That's just about it for this week. Remember, we are always pleased to hear from you. Leave a message at our office number. That's 01603 765 365. That's 765 365. Or just leave a note in the wallet when you return your recording to us, if you prefer. And remember, our website, cbtn.org.uk. That's cbtn.org.uk. Please return your recording to us by putting in the wallet, turning over the address label on the front and popping into the postbox. And remember, there's no need for a stamp as all postage is paid. And just to remind you, that's Let's Talk follows this edition.
So, as always, we do hope you enjoyed this edition of Chatterbox. Your readers on part one were Sarah Lomax and Rupert Hipwell. Our feature reader was Alan Shirley, and the sound recordist was Peter Murch. All the items were taken from the evening news, courtesy of Archant, but Chatterbox takes full responsibility for the contents of this recording. So on behalf of our editor, Peter Wilson, and all the team here at Chatterbox, it's goodbye from me, John Francis.
And Marianne Penn.
And of course, a Happy New Year to you all.